From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are now busy absorbing a massive amount of information about the operation that led to Osama bin Laden's death. In classified briefings, CIA Director Leon Panetta has been combing over details with members of the House and Senate and discussing the implications going forward. Given this, you might think bin Laden's death has changed business as usual on Capitol Hill. Well, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, not quite.
Sure. It's pretty much the only thing people are talking about. And because it's the Capitol, a place populated with more than 500 politicians, the news of bin Laden's killing has its particular bent. Let's start with who lawmakers credit for this win. House Republican Leader Eric Cantor said,
"Nearly 10 years ago, President Bush stood before the nation after 9/11 and pledged to the American people that we will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail."
To be fair, Cantor did mention President Obama in his remarks. Another Republican, Mike Pence of Indiana, was more even-handed, saying the more he learns about the operation, the more impressed he becomes.
"I am grateful to President Barack Obama for his decisive leadership. I'm grateful to his predecessor, who never relented in his commitment to the war on terror."
"Earlier today, I called President Bush to congratulate him and thank him for the leadership role that he had played in this quest over the years."
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said, yes, some credit is due to the former president, but she one-upped Republicans in that game.
"I have also placed a call to President Clinton to thank him. As you may recall, in the 90s, he declared Osama bin Laden public enemy number one for America."
Political pettiness? Perhaps. But it's a reflection of the power this accomplishment may give to the man voters credit. And right now, in the political world, all eyes are on November 2012. Then there's the business of the week. Perhaps you'd think the legislation on the floors would reflect the giant news going on. Well, in the Senate, where politics can be a bit milder, that's true. Senators pulled together a resolution to commemorate the troops and the intelligence community involved in bin Laden's apprehension. But in the House, well...
"In 1973, Madam Speaker, the United States Supreme Court said the unborn child was not a person under the Constitution. And we have since witnessed the tragic deaths of over 50 million innocent little baby boys and girls."
Trent Franks of Arizona. House Republican leaders brought to the floor today a bill to make permanent the annual ban on taxpayer money going to fund abortion services. Yesterday, House Republicans voted to block mandatory funding of President Obama's health care reform law. All of this prompting California Democrat Lois Capps to cry,
"Instead of moving past divisive social issues and addressing our economic challenges are with housing and creating jobs, we are here again today witnessing the Republicans' obsession with reopening the culture wars."
Now, it's not all politics on Capitol Hill right now. There are serious discussions going on that cross political lines. How does this affect the war in Afghanistan? How long should America be there? And a lot of people in both parties are talking about Pakistan. Washington Democrat Norm Dix echoes the prevailing sentiment. How could nobody in the Pakistani government have known that bin Laden was there?
"I'm incredulous by this. And I think we need to review our relationship. And we give them a lot of money."
Now remember, money is the name of the game in the Capitol. Every penny the government spends must first be approved by the Congress. So while things seem to be going back to normal in Washington, meaning the sniping is back, the killing of Osama bin Laden will resonate through the business and debate for the rest of the year and beyond. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.